for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. By saying, theirs is the kingdom of heaven, what does that refer to? But of course, the saints we celebrate today. And those saints, I'm going to reach down here and pick this up. This is Butler's Lives of the Saints. In some of our households, you may have books that describe the lives of the saints, but this is the four-volume set. And today we honor all those saints that are included in here so comprehensively. Truly, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. But we also celebrate something else today. And it has to do with why the first All Saints' Day was celebrated in the year 609 AD. And that was when the Pantheon was given by the Emperor Phocas to Pope Boniface IV, and it became a church. And it was dedicated to Saint Mary and all martyrs. And the reason why it was dedicated to all martyrs is because this would be the All Saints Church, and at that time, and especially just on the heels of a time of persecution, there were so many martyrs worthy of honoring as saints that we couldn't account for them all. And so after the dedication of this temple-turned-church, the first All Saints Day was instituted for all those nameless saints who are in heaven interceding for us. So Butler's Lives of the Saints is a very large volume. But if we were to truly envision those lives who we honor today, the way this feast was first instituted, this whole church would not encompass the volumes. Right? Which brings us to the temple and how saints are made, which is parallel to how this church was made. So we have this pagan temple that St. Bede said was erected to worship demons. But what do you do when such a structure is given to the church? Well, one thing you could do is you could throw it in the Tiber River. Or you can change it. So that is throwing the Tiber River might not have been a bad thing to do, but to change it in this case was even better. So it wasn't left as it was, as something worthy for the footsteps of the faithful. But a 7th century Byzantine mosaic was placed in front and center of the Madonna and Child. And that was just the beginning. Of course, the whole temple was dedicated, baptized, sprinkled with holy water. Imagine it was doused with holy water. Right? So we could throw it in the Tiber River, or we could bring the Tiber River to the temple. Either way, the transformation is necessary. And so it is with the lives of the saints. Think of St. Augustine, just one well-known saint of many others. His life was not perfect. He led a pagan life, even denying the truth that he had heard. And you might say, well, he was worthy of being thrown in the Tiber River. But of course, that was the very same saint who was transformed and made new through the preaching of God's word. He didn't stay the same. His whole way of thinking, his whole way of conduct was transformed. As St. Paul tells us, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so here we see the 144,000 that were prepared for the kingdom of heaven. That number, of course, is symbolic. 12 times 12. You know, following those leaders of the 12 tribes of Israel who will lead the kingdom of God as it is being established in earth, the kingdom of heaven being established first on earth. And all those who have a place in heaven begin by bringing heaven to earth by that work of transformation. As God transforms their hearts, they transform our world. And so as the centuries wore on, niches were placed throughout that former temple turned church, turned basilica. And so surrounded by monuments to our faith, even with a chapel honoring our Lord's crucifixion. So what about you and me? We all have picked up philosophies, even as the church has received philosophies like those, the ancient Greek philosophies that inform our faith, but never alone, always transformed, always dressed anew. And so it is that this great temple is worthy of being honored because, yes, it reflects a certain natural law, or some would call a common grace in its beauty, which is reflective of God in its own, which is why Michelangelo, in designing St. Peter's Basilica, modeling that dome after the Pantheon, did not want to make it as large because he wanted to honor that Pantheon, which he thought could not be surpassed. The diameter of that Pantheon, 43 meters, is the same as the height. It is still the largest standing dome that is unsupported by a further interior structure in the world. But yet all this marvel, all this beauty, all this symmetry does not make it worthy of the worship of God's people. And so why, when God calls his saints, they are made in the image of God, but still not worthy of the kingdom of heaven until they're transformed by grace. And so that brings us to you and me. Of course, in Scripture, right, all those, what that 144,000 include the likes of you and me. We have canonized saints. We have those who we call saints by virtue of their martyrdom. And there are those unnamed saints, even those who sit here today, who number among those 144,000, who in days to come will be honored on future All Saints' Days. So yes, the kingdom is built on earth, even as it is modeled in heaven. And how is this done? Because our Lord Jesus Christ builds it through us. We are transformed into his image, to more conform to the image of God, which is why at the end of John's gospel, it says, the whole world could not contain the books that would account of his works. So yes, the volume of Butler's saints is too small. This church is too small. The world is too small to account for the works of Jesus Christ through the transformed people of God.